Welcome to Interviews with Kimmy Rose and Donna Visaki, a lively and provocative conversation with some of the most dynamic change makers of our time. Be inspired by today's top metaphysical experts, authors, and speakers in the mind, body, and spirit arena. Get ready to ignite your beautiful spark and release the power within. Call Kimmy and Donna now at 888-627-6008.
Wow, welcome to Interviews. I am Kimmy Rose and Donna Visaki. Happy after Easter, and it's been a very blessed time, and happy spring. I wanted just to welcome everybody back to the show. Donna, how was your,
Easter was really nice. We went golfing. I went with my husband and my son and my grandson and golfed yesterday afternoon. The weather was beautiful. And then we went out to get a bite to eat afterwards with the rest of the family. It was a nice day. It's just nice to be outside and just doing something fun.
Yes, I agree. And it's funny because When you're talking about that, it was so pretty here. Oh my gosh, the weather was phenomenal, and it's 76 today, and I'm just
good.
Like, wow,
yeah, spring finally here.
Yes, it's nice finally, and I laugh because people are saying, well, it's going to get cold and chilly. I don't want to hear that. Just don't tell me.
Well, it does, but this, at least this time of year, you might get a cold day here and there, but then the sun comes out again and it gets warm. So it's not like in the fall where it can be cold for a whole week or more, So that's the nice piece about spring. When we do get those little cold spells, it doesn't last very long. And then
yeah,
this spring is back again. So I like it.
You're right about that. And yeah, it is. And it's here. And, we had the kids went on. I always laugh because my kids, my grandma and grandma, my mom and dad, they come over and we all open Easter baskets. And Mike laughs because he's like, I never seen a family. You guys are always, doing this. And I'm like, so. it's neat because we're always like, well, we have traditions. So everybody comes over and, the Easter Bunny came and, so my grandchildren's were here and I made food and I'm into this juicing thing. So I've been making a lot of juicy, things with juice and
nice
natural things. So, and then we went over to my mom and dad's and they had their Easter egg hunt with the kids. And I always laugh because the guys, they get all excited about, the Easter eggs, hiding them, and then they can never figure out where all of them went. And I'm like cracking up. And then my mom goes, and it's just funny. We do bingo. And you win like little tickets and things like that. And I was just laughing because my mom's picking on my dad's calling the numbers. He's like, it's a little Easter bunny and there are a red flower, orange flower. Oh, and then there's an Easter bunny with its ears down. I go, Dad, there's two Easter bunnies on the bingo card with the art ears down. And my dad is so sweet. But oh my gosh, you look and you go, wow. My parents are getting older and it's just like, oh, hard. It is. So, but we had a great time. We had dinner and spent time together. It was very nice. So it's neat to do those things.
Yeah. I think that's the best part is just spending time together and being with family and everything. And so we spent ours on the golf course. I didn't have any chocolate yesterday at all. No jelly beans, no nothing. But I went to the grocery store last night. I had a meeting this morning with the editors for my magazine. We're coming out with the new issue of Bella Spark magazine, 1st of May. And so we were proofing it today. And I went to the grocery store last night to get some treats. And they had Easter cupcakes and all kinds of goodies, half price.
Ooh.
I got a couple things.
That's good. No, that's oh yeah. You know that's it is neat. And you could even the day before Easter, if you're last minute shopping, you can get them for a discount too. Usually, it's yeah. funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, oh, that's nice. So it's no matter what, it's just nice that you take that time and spend it with your family.
Right.
And just reaching out to our listeners. What did you do over Easter? How did you feel blessed? And if you want to share that with us, we do have the Facebook page. It's Kimmy Rose. It's Interviews with Kimmy Rose and Donna Vasaki. You can go over to our Facebook page and you're welcome to post. We're always open to your ideas. We have our guests that are lined up all the way through May into, I think, June, right? I'm mm-hmm. just thinking of the dates. And you can actually go on there and you can read their bios, look at their websites. Everything's up there. And also, if you'd like to hear someone on the show, please feel free to let us know. And you can also call in if you've got questions. But I posted this article about the renewal, and we were having a grand, what was it called, a cross something?
I was thinking about that as I was, getting ready for the show today, going, I hope Kimmy talks about the grand cross.
Yes.
That's happening this week. It started, I think, yesterday and running for the next couple days. And this is a powerful time.
It is.
Powerful time. And I think it's really important that you focus on your intentions of what it is you want to create. Don't think about, everything that's wrong in your life and that. Don't put any energy towards that. Really focus on what it is you want to create at this time in your life, what your intentions are, because the energy flooding the planet is really powerful right now.
It's huge, and it's called a cardinal grand cross, which is it's equal to this beautiful quantum gateway, and it really, really will be strong. And I believe it's the 23rd and 24th of April. And just so you know, the Capricorn, which is ruled by Pluto, is going to be at 13 degrees, and Aries, which is also at 13 degrees Uranus, Cancer at 13 degrees Jupiter, and Libra at 13 degrees Mars. So major transformations going on in politics, government, leaders, lifestyles. We're also going to see a lot of societal freedom. I hate to say this, we could see some revolution, but also awakened visions and just things that conscious desires. But I love it. The I am unity, which once was considered a diversified thing, is coming into play, and it's anchoring itself in over the next 25 years, which is great. And we're going to see some major, major expansion. And we're going to kind of like see people getting out of their head and into their heart and moving into more service and humanitarian. You're going to see a lot of emotional intelligence. And I wrote down heart is home. I was just kind of writing down what's going on, just knowing the astrological and the major changes and maybe some of the volatility. I wrote down three words: justice, truth, and transparency. Transparency. Relationships and marriages, fighting for a cause or a little explosion. So just be careful that you are really setting your intentions to knowing, when we are in the I am, we are all part of each other. This is really, I was told by my guide, this is it, Kim. This is it, Kimmy. This is your time of when you're teaching oneness. It is time now to really, really own that. So this really intense energy, it's pretty powerful. And it's a very rare astrological event. And these four planets, and how do I would explain it is Pluto is opposing Jupiter and Mars is opposing Uranus. And Pluto can be very slow and Jupiter can be very bright and luminous. Mars can be very heavy and like it's an emotional thing. And Uranus is just chatter and talks. Uranus rules the media. It'd be interesting. I don't watch TV, but what's on the TV? And they're all at an exact 90 degree angle, forming a grand cross alignment. So it's really cool. And in addition, you're going to see a lot of other things. If you are a Capricorn, if you are a Cancer, if you're a Libra, and you're an Aries, or even if you are an Aquarius, you're going to notice a lot of things, and you're going to see the number 13. Because if you notice, all of these planets are at 13 degrees, right? It's a very mystical number power, which really has to do with destiny. So people are going to be really, you might feel like you're melting down to your destiny. Or you could be raising, but you will not raise your vibration and get ungrounded, because the earth is grounding you right now. The gateway is open, but it's the gateway that is the gateway of the earth. And that's like Jesus told us, when he was resurrected, it wasn't anything to do with him saying that he wasn't here anymore. He was telling us he still is here. He is actually here, and he's here. His physical body is here. But it's not of physical. It's of pure breath spirit. And it's a beautiful thing. So just a lot going on. And this month holds a lot. I did post, you have a friend that wrote an article. Is it Patricia?
Patricia Cota Robles.
Yes, I didn't want to say her last name wrong, because I love her last name. I like the way you say it. And so I did post that so people can read that. So it's pretty amazing. It's a real neat energy. And today, we're going to see that this Uranus-Pluto score, I think it's the 21st today, it'll be an exact today. It's going to be 13 degrees Aries and Capricorn. So that's kind of that fast-moving and slow-moving. So I felt like the morning went really fast. I don't know about you, but it was just cruising.
I think everything's moving really, really fast. I noticed that because I can't get everything done. But on the other hand, we got together with our editors this morning, and usually it takes us. I was worried that we weren't going to be finished up in time for me to do the radio show, and we were done in record time proofing the magazine. So it's interesting. Yeah, the time is speeding up, but I think things are really coming together to match that time. It's fascinating.
I think that it is, and it's just the more we are, in alignment with this energy, and the more we're in alignment with ourselves, we can just do that. And you probably have certain people that do certain things, or that and so as long as everybody is just kind of working in that divine order, that's all that really matters.
Right. Yeah, it's an amazing time. And like I said, I think what we really need to do is focus on what it is we want and be present in the moment, be really conscious in each and every moment what we're creating in our lives and what we're sending out to the universe in that, because the energies will help us to create and manifest our path, our purpose.
I love it. Isn't it nice to know we have that assistance?
It's wonderful. Yes, it is so good to know that we have assistance. We're not doing this alone, and we can connect at all times, with our guides. I was reading an article the other day, and it talked about, let me see if I can find that, because it was just fascinating it's all here for us. And just like Kimmy, you're amazing at connecting to your guides and your angels and loved ones who are on the other side in that. But we all have that ability. It's inherent in us. And so it's putting a little bit of attention to it and setting our intentions, and maybe a little bit of work at, just like, we decide we want to do, be an ice skater or whatever, by setting that intention and working towards that, moving towards that, we can all connect to the other dimensions and everything. And it's going to be getting easier and easier, and it doesn't have to be really hard work.
I agree.
Because we all have it, and it's just remembering it, uncovering it, bringing it forward, and having the intention that's what we want.
And it's that simple, and that's what's nice about it. It's not that hard. It really isn't. And You know, Donna, the one thing I know too is, you know, you and I, I'm so excited. I'm counting the days, you know, like it's not too much longer. We're going to be together for a whole week.
Right.
So excited. And, it's funny because, you know, I've, these people in my life too, you know, they're, I find out they've called you and they're connecting with you. And it's like, we've been talking for a long time about different things that, you know, we're working on, and it's just all coming together. And that's what's nice is everything it does. It just comes together exactly as it is supposed to. And sometimes we don't even have to really focus on the intention of, okay, I want this to, you know, happen, and it will happen in a way that I'm going to actually understand why this purpose is so significant in my life. You could be very general, or you could say, or you could be very specific. I like to be a little bit more open and let the universe guide it.
I think you're right. The message I've been getting for quite a while this year is you can't control this. You need to let go of all control in that. And Kimmy, we have to go to a break.
Okay.
But we will be right back with interviews with Kimmy Rose and Donna Vasaki on BBS Radio. We're so excited to be here. And again, we invite you to call in if you have something to share with us or have a question or want Kimmy to check in, do a reading for you. The number is 888-627-6008. And we'll be right back on interviews right after this.
Hi, it's Kimmy. Would you like to join me for one of Ohio's greatest spiritual trade fairs? Join me and Donna Vasaki on May 17th and May 18th. Universal Life Expo. Together, we'll be sharing messages about life, love, laughter, and community. I will be speaking on Saturday, and Donna will be speaking on Sunday. It's called Let It Shine, Universal Light Expo, located downtown Columbus at Veterans Memorial on Broad Street. You can go to www.uleexpo.com. more information. Hi, this is Kimmy. If you want to get a hold of me for a reading, a crystalline consciousness session, or Reiki, or you're interested in classes, come and visit me at Light the Way. You can go to LITETheWay.com or you can call 734-854-1514. That's Light the Way, LITETheWay.com.
And welcome back to Interviews. I'm Donna Vasaki here with Kimmy Rose. Thank you for joining us today. Here it is, the day after Easter Sunday, and a very special time on the evolution of the planet and that. And we're just so delighted to be back here with you and to share the information that we've got and that we're getting from so many wonderful, wise people. Like Kimmy said, we have some exciting guests coming up in the end of the month and in May and that. I just want to tell you a little bit about them. We have coming up next week, our first guest on BBS Radio is going to be Patricia Corey. And she wrote an amazing book about, it's called The Emissary. And if you are interested in whales and dolphins, and if that really calls to you, you're going to love this book. It's a novel, though I think a lot of it is a little too close to the truth. And it's an amazing book about our connection with the whales and what's happening on the planet with them right now and everything. But you're going to love it. So we're going to be talking to Patricia Corey next week on interview. So we invite you to join us because it's going to be a really fun interview. I'm so excited to talk to her because I really want to know how much of this is novel and how much of this is exactly what's happening on the planet with our with the plants and the animals and the things, you know, in the world right now, and how we're affecting them. So I think it's going to be a really fun show. And then coming up in May, we have Reverend, I want to say his name right, Tabidi, who's going to show us a new a way of looking at our path and our purpose and everything through cards. He's going to be doing a reading for you and I, Kimmy, so it'll be interesting to see what he has to say. And then on May 12th, we've got Nick Askew, who is a television producer. Does amazing films, got an incredible perspective on life. So we're going to be talking to him on May 12th. And then coming up on May 19th, we're going to be talking to Panache Desai. And I saw him in...
Oh my gosh, I got goosebumps.
Yeah, I saw him in Denver at the Hay House I Can Do It conference. And what a dynamo, and what a beautiful message in that. So that's our next few shows, and I hope you're able to join us, because they're going to be fascinating conversations. So please stay tuned.
Wow. When you said that, it was just very powerful. You said his name, and I wonder what that means.
I don't know, but he really has incredible energy, and he's been on Oprah, and now he's going to be on interviews with Kimmy Rose and Donna Vasaki. So,
wow, that's cool. That's neat. Oh, you just said something about the animals, and I wanted to tell you that, and I'm going to post this up on our site, but Tammy Rager, who's we're going to be at the Universal Life Expo, she has sent a picture of a mermaid that was found inside of a shark.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that neat? I mean, you can see it. You can see the mermaid. It's like, wow, it's amazing. I'm going, mm-hmm. This is really cool. So, I'm hoping that it'll let me do it, because somebody, it's funny because sometimes people will post things and then somebody takes them down. So I laugh because I'm going to make sure that I can save this before it does disappear, because it does happen.
Wow, that's fascinating. You know, I've always had this feeling that my daughter Christy and I were mermaids together. I love the water, and I've had, you know, kind of dreams, visions of the two of us just swimming around together. So I think in one universe somewhere, we've been mermaids. What do you think?
I think so. It's like, I think so too. And I'm, that's so funny, because I've been so drawn to mermaids also. There's something about them, something about mermaids that are very, it's the sound they make. I kind of get that message. Like, they sound like dolphins, kind of.
Like, I don't know.
That's what I heard. Isn't that weird?
Interesting. Yeah, I think everything is possible. And again, there is so much that we can't see. You know, there's always talk about the elementals, the little fairies and pixies and gnomes, or whatever you want to call these elementals, that, you know, in old folklore and things, they talk about them and how people used to see them and talk to them and collaborate with them all the time, and then they kind of went away. But I think they're still here. I really believe that. I'm sure my husband thinks I'm crazy, but I really believe that a lot of these things, that these sightings and things that people have come across over the years, these beings are still around. They just operated at a different frequency, and that we can't quite see them.
And you know, it's funny, because we went to this ARE camp, and they had fairy houses where the kids had actually seen the fairies. Mm-hmm. And so I can't imagine that they would be fake if the kids, I mean, the kids seen them and mm-hmm. guided them. to it. And what I think was really, really neat over that was that they actually built little houses for them. And my kids, when we'd walk over, you know, we'd walk and they'd go, "Mom, we got to be quiet because they sleep during this time."
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I think they're there. We just, most of the time we can't connect with them. They vibrate differently and we just can't see them, but it's there. It's real. I like to believe that things are real and that everything is possible.
Everything is possible and anything is possible. Nothing is impossible unless you don't believe in possibilities.
I love that.
It's the truth. It's like, I mean, how could you not believe? So, and you know, I've seen so many miracles happen myself that it's like, there's just no way that's not, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's so cool to really know in your life that, you know, all you got to do is really, you know, like when you're a kid, it's like wishing on a star, and that's how I like to explain it. When you wish on that star, I was taught by my parents that it'll happen. And I think my parents were big manifestors and made that happen too. They listened mm-hmm. to my wishes. And this is really, really an amazing thing when you do create. And so sometimes people will set an intention or they'll want to believe in something or they wish it and they don't do anything about it. They're not, you know, we have to work with the universe. That doesn't, mm-hmm. and sometimes they just show up, but in order for someone to make something happen, you need to ask the universe and work with the universe. So go outside and connect with the elements. And the elements are beautiful ways to open up and just connect. And but to hide yourself away and then constantly complain, don't think, you know, oh, that's not going to happen. I'm, you know, the universe listens to you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And we really have to be mindful and think about it. I wanted to share this quote. I get the daily little quote from Abraham, you know, Esther Hicks channels Abraham.
Yeah.
And I love this. And I got this one today because, we talk about meditation and how to connect and what do we need to do and everything. And this one, I thought this was perfect. It says, "You don't have to change your vibration on a particular subject in order to let it in." No, you don't. You could pet your pet and let it in. You could sit with your feet dangling in the bay and let it in. If it is a subject that you often think of in an attitude of resistance, it is really worthwhile reaching for some thoughts that feel better. You could launch an intention and never think about it again, and the universe would still yield it to you. You don't have to clean up your vibration relative to anything if you can just not think about it anymore. That's why we teach meditation. This was the best part. It's easier to teach you to have no thought than to have pure thought. When you quiet your mind, you stop thought. When you stop thought, you stop resistance. When you stop resistance, then you are in a state of allowing. And so it's all about, you know, getting to that place of allowing, sending it out there what we want, and then be open to receive it and not try and also, you know, control how it's supposed to show up, but just be open. But we start, you know, our monkey mind starts talking and says, "Oh, that's not going to happen," and blah, 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 and everything. So I love that part. That's why we teach meditation, because it quiets the mind. And when your mind is quiet, you are open to allowing and receiving.
And, you know, it's funny because I had talked to a lady and she had told me about transcendental meditation. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was really neat because she said to me, that's exactly how you just explained it is what transcendental meditation teaches. And I, so you, you know, I had intended to manifest taking that. So you just gave me that. I'm like, okay,
is there's your nudge.
Yep, that is. It's my, I it's like, I've got to do it. It's time to do it and move forward.
Well, and I think about when I was writing my book and that and how it would come in. And at some days I'm like, okay, I'm going to write today. And I would sit down at my computer and I would get nothing. You know, I'm so intent on trying to control the thoughts and the writing and everything, I would get nothing. So then I'd go for a walk or I'd play with my grandkids or whatever, and this stuff would start coming in because I quieted my mind. I'm focused just on being in joy and having fun. And all of a sudden, all the information comes in. And then I'm going, please, please, please let me remember this. But, you know, so I can write it down when I get an opportunity and that, because it's letting go of, you know, trying to control things and all the other little thoughts in your head and that. So I think it's important to get out in nature and to play and just do things that bring us joy. Like Abraham said, you know, play with your pet or sit with your feet dangling in the water, lay on the grass and look at the clouds. Just be open. And we don't do that, you know, we don't do that often enough. We're just too busy, you know, coming and going and with all the details in our lives in that. And it's hard to just focus on the moment.
It really is. It really is. And when we, when we do focus on the moment, we actually have that appreciation for that moment. Does that make sense? Like that, and it's like them, you know, I mean, how many times do you really look at the clouds? I like to do that in my backyard. I mean, I have an area in the back and I'll go out there and just throw a blanket down and it's real quiet. Actually, my fiance has been working very hard trying, I go, we got to try to get this so that we can get Donna down the pathway, you know, because it gets really wet and rainy. And I'm like, even if I got to give you my rubber boots, we will walk down that pathway because it's just such a beautiful place. You know what I mean? To be. And it's so, it's amazing. I look at things all the time and I go, how blessed am I to just be able to be present? You know, and have a home where I can go outside and everything's right there. It's very nice.
Yeah.
So.
I think I was reading another article today about being present and relating it to our breath and how our breath is a given to us, and we don't have to think about it. I mean, our bodies just automatically bring, you know, breathe in and breathe out, and so that we can live and we don't have to consciously think about it, and that the universe also works that way, and that it's all there. And so just being mindful of that connection, that we have that connection in everything, and that the universe is automatically bringing us whatever we need. It's and so not easy. Worrying about it, you know.
It's that easy. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love. You know what I mean? Is that it's that easy. It's not that hard. Yet we sometimes we don't really think about it. You know what I mean? It's like I know people that manifest all the time. And I think when I was a child, I really, really was one to manifest. I would just think of it and I think it was because I was very supported by my family too. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like my family were, I mean, I can't remember a time where there wasn't, where we would see a star that my mom or dad didn't look at me and say, you know, that would say, okay, what are you going to wish? Mm-hmm. It's that easy. So
it is that easy. Yeah. But most of us, I think, have been trained not to believe that anything is possible. I mean, we have the parents or the teacher who says, you know, you're not smart enough for that. You can't do that. You know, money doesn't grow on trees. You know, so a lot of us have had this a different kind of conditioning, that you can't have everything you want, that things don't just come to you easily, and we're also taught that we have to work really hard for everything. You know, to be successful at this, that, or whatever, you have to work really, really hard. So a lot of us have been conditioned in that way. And we forget to dream, and we forget to believe that it is an abundant universe. And we can have our dreams. We can have whatever it is we want and whatever we can imagine and everything. It's all available to us.
It's that easy. And at what time is it, you know, that easy just to trust that that's part of your plan? Mm-hmm. I've got a quick email from Lana, and she's writing in. She says, I want to thank both of you for taking the time every week to share your wisdom. I was so depressed when you were off the air. I didn't know what to do. So I actually found you. She found our podcast. That's neat. So through iTunes. And yep, if you want to listen to any of our old shows, you can go to iTunes and just search interviews with Kimmy Rose and Donna Vasaki. And if you're interested, she said, if you're interested in knowing more about what's going on astrologically, go to Kimmy's newsletter. And I'm cracking up laughing because I actually write part of the newsletter, and so does Priscilla. So that would be Priscilla being five steps ahead of me. You know what I mean? So, but it's like, yes, you can actually, if you would like a copy of the newsletter, make sure if you want, just go over to KimmyRose.com and just sign up for the newsletter. And we send that out and faithfully every week, and lots of good information on there. And Donna, I know we got to go to a break soon, but I want to talk about the stuff, the events coming up.
Oh, I know. We have so many exciting events coming up. It's going to be a fun month. I'm looking forward to May. So we have event in Columbus at the Universal Life Expo. You just heard a commercial about that. And this is in a huge event, is it not, Kimmy?
Oh, it is. It's huge. It's the Universal Life Expo. It's in Columbus, Ohio at the Veterans Memorial Center, and it's wonderful. There are so many cool people there. And I'll tell you, if you are a person that has really, you know, that you really want to kind of dip your toes in the water, and you want to learn about healing, health, you know, inspirations, this is the place to go. And that's coming up May 16th. I cannot believe that it's coming so quick. It's the 17th and 18th of May. And then I'm so excited because on the 20th, just a few days later, the 20th, Donna will be our feature speaker at our event, It's Never Too Late to Live Your Dream. And she's going to be here in Toledo, Ohio. She'll be at Laughs Comedy Club, and you can actually go to laughsinc.com, or you could go to either of our websites and you can purchase a ticket. We have a lot of people that are doing this for their moms.
Oh, nice.
And we do have a special mother's gift certificate. If you're wanting to, you know, give your mom a gift card, we've got one that you can purchase and come with your mom. And we've got three other mediums. I'll be a medium and two other mediums that will be there giving messages after Donna talks. And also we have a magician who is going to share some amazing things. I'm really looking forward to learning again too.
I think this event is going to be so much fun. The more and more we talk about it, the more excited I get, because you've got all these wonderful things planned. And I think it's going to be really nice to be in Laughs Comedy Club, because it's casual and you're going to be sitting at little tables and everything. So it'll be like sharing a conversation with you. And I think it's just going to be really fun. So I'm so looking forward to being a part of that event and to coming. I've never been to Toledo, Ohio, or Columbus, Ohio, for that matter. And so I'm really looking forward to getting out to the Midwest and to seeing everybody and meeting people. And it's going to be a wonderful time. So yeah, check us out. You can go to KimmyRose.com. There's information there, or BellaSpark.com. We've got more information on our website as well. So yeah, it's going to be a great day.
So excited.
Yeah. And then I have a fun event coming up in June, June 6th and 7th, that I'm doing in Fort Collins with three very special ladies. It's called There Is Life After Death for You and Your Loved Ones. And I'm going to be working with Serena Baptista, Sue Frederick, and Suzanne Giesman. And these women are amazing mediums, intuitives, psychics, and we all have one thing in common. We've all lost a loved one. So we know the process that people go through when they're dealing with loss and grief, and it's about connecting with yourself, connecting with your loved ones, knowing that you can survive and thrive, that our loved ones are never really gone, that they're always with us in that, and how to build your life anew in that. So this is going to be, again, June 6th and 7th in Fort Collins. And so if you'd love to come and join us, we would love to have you. I think it's going to be a powerful weekend. And there's more information on that at BellaSpark.com.
So it's just lots going on, I'm telling you. And it's great. I mean, and if anybody wants any, like if you're interested in more information on anything, go to BellaSpark.com, or you can go over to KimmyRose.com. We're just really happy for you to ask. And if you have a suggestion, maybe there's someone you'd like to hear about, or, you know, whatever. That's the neat thing is being open. You know what I mean? So, and that's what really matters, is taking that time, you know? Mm-hmm.
And I think that the exciting thing is there is so much information out there. So if you are interested in finding out about different things, whether it's astrology or energy work and healing, or whether it's connecting to loved ones on the other side, or all of the amazing things that are happening right now, there's so much information out there, and don't be afraid to seek it out, because that's what this time is all about. I mean, just a few years ago, there was hardly any information, and now it is everywhere, and it's so much fun to watch people, you know, wake up. And that I don't know if I mentioned this last week or not, but I went to a printer's open house at my printing company, and ran into a fellow that I had known for years and years and years, and he started quoting Don Miguel Ruiz, and I said, "You read the Four Agreements?" And he said, "Yes." And this was, he's like fairly new on this path, but it really surprised me. So I think there's a lot of people out there that are opening up, awakening, and there's tons of information available.
And that's, you know, something that's so true. I mean, there is so much, and there's always someone who is more than happy to share it. That's mm-hmm. what I love. And, you know, I even notice just walking outside, like going, if I go into the store, that more and more people, you hear them talking about things. Mm-hmm. Where it used to be where people really wouldn't talk about things. I think it's kind of neat how they do that. So, and for me, it's like whenever I hear someone talking, I a lot of times I used to always jump in, and, you know, but I don't do that anymore. I really just kind of sit back and just allow people to just, you know, share. And if I feel like it's my place, then I will. I'll say something. Mm-hmm. So, and, you know, right. Rating is good too. Sure. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, and we do have to go to a break, but we will be right back on interviews. And please give us a call if you want Kimmy. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I don't know why I said Christy. That was interesting.
Probably my printer just went on its own without me touching it.
Oh.
And that she's probably trying to come through.
Oh, maybe. Maybe. So if you have a question for Kimmy, please give us a call. The number is 888-627-6008. And we'll be right back on interviews in just a minute.
Hi, it's Kimmy. Would you like to join me for one of Ohio's greatest spiritual trade fairs? Join me and Donna Psaki on May 17th and May 18th at the Universal Life Expo. Together, we'll be sharing messages about life, love, laughter, and community. I will be speaking on Saturday, and Donna will be speaking on Sunday. It's called Let It Shine, Universal Light Expo, located downtown Columbus at Veterans Memorial on Broad Street. You can go to www.uleexpo.com for more information. This is Kimmy. If you want to get a hold of me for a reading, a crystalline consciousness session, or Reiki, or you're interested in classes, come and visit me at Light the Way. You can go to LITETheWay.com or you can call 734-854-1514. That's Light the Way, LITETheWay.com.
Welcome back to Interviews. I'm Kimmy Rose and Donna Psaki, and we're really excited to have you here with us. And we also are excited to be bringing to you, coming up over the next month, some wonderful, wonderful authors and teachers. And speaking of authors, Donna, you want to talk about your book a little?
Oh, sure. I love to talk about my book. My new book is called I'll Meet You at the Base of the Mountain. And I wrote it. It's my story. My daughter, Christy, who was killed in a car accident 11 years ago now, coming up in May. And it's been my journey as I have been searching for answers and trying to make my way on this path. And the name actually came to me from Kimmy, a message from Kimmy. Kimmy came to me a couple years at when we first met, a couple years after Christy died, and she said, she emailed me, and she said, Christy came to see me today, and she has a message for you, and she said she'll meet you at the base of the mountain. And she described this beautiful, lush, green mountain, and I said, Kimmy, I don't know where that is. And a year later, Kimmy was in Fort Collins doing gallery readings, and she called on me, and I never get called on during these things, but she called on me, and she said, Christy's here. She has a message for you. And she said, she'll meet you at the base of the mountain. And I said, Kimmy, you gave me that message a year ago, and I still don't know where it is. So I wrote this book. It has been my journey, my search for this mountain. Where is this mountain, Kim, Christy? Where can I find you? And learning how to navigate this whole new way of looking at life and death and everything. And so so I put together a beautiful book. And I'm not going to tell you where the mountain is because you have to read the book to find out. But it's available at Amazon.com and also available at BellaSpark.com. If you're in Colorado, several of the local bookstores carry it. And it's a beautiful piece on navigating life and death, connecting, learning how to connect.
And it is so, and I could tell you when you're talking about the book, I gave it to a friend over the weekend and to, you know, Mark actually, who will be hosting our event. And what somebody else picked it up and said it was looking at it and they go, oh my gosh, I could feel the vibration in this book. I want this book. And I went, well, you can get this book. You can get it at my store. We have it at Light the Way, or you can go over to Amazon, or you can just come and meet her in person.
Mm-hmm. So she was really excited. I'll have books with me in, I'll have books with me in Toledo, Ohio, and in Columbus at the Universal Life Expo. I'll be bringing books and autographing and everything. I'm practicing my autograph.
I love it. You know, it's so neat because, Donna, the one thing that is really, really cool about that is that, you know, when you said you're practicing your autograph, I had somebody one time when I was signing, they actually said, you need to practice to have a better autograph. And I went, what is that supposed to mean? And, I go, I get it. I'm sloppy. I go, well, no, I just, nobody can copy my picture then. They're laughing. I'm like, but it was funny. I didn't really think anything of it. It was just kind of like, okay, well, that's fine. But it was so cute because I was going, yeah, I do. I am a little sloppy when I write, but I have my own way of doing it.
Most people who sign books and that you can't even read it. I have to go back and go, what does this say? You know, or you can't recognize their signature or anything. So I'm actually I actually write it out. I have nice handwriting and I want people to be able to read what I write. And it's interesting because sometimes I really get special messages, you know, for certain people. It like comes in so clearly that I need to say this or that or whatever. And which is a new experience for me. I'm really learning how to listen and get those, you know, messages coming in on a regular basis. And it hasn't always been the case. And I think that's true for all of us. If we tune in and we allow those to come in, we're getting messages all the time.
Oh yeah, all the time. I mean, they're always coming in and it's just a matter of just really paying attention and paying it. And even just like, that's why I was saying is if you have a message, if you're a person that has a message, share it. You know, that's the thing that I love is it's like, you can share it. You could share it. You could share, you could receive anything that you want is available to you. But at some point you just got to trust that it will be present. And you know, and the only way for that to happen is just by just tuning in to that divine. And I keep looking at this and I'm going, wow, it's like the more I look at this, it's like the more I can see I'm getting a message from Christy. And because twice my printer has went on. And it's funny because I had printed out these Mother's Day gift certificates. Three other copies came out and I did look in my print file and no, I didn't have that many. So she must be really liking this idea. So Christy, I'm hearing you, and I suppose I should probably share this, you know, with people that if you would like that. And she's and I wrote, and then all of a sudden this little thing popped up. It said special price. And it was on my computer, and it's my other computer. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, Christy, I will figure out a deal for mothers and their kids.
Yes.
She's talking to me. So I'm listening. I am. And she knows I listen. So that's amazing. I love it.
Yeah. Well, and it's so funny how sometimes these messages just show up, and there are signs everywhere. We just need to be open to them and be vigilant that, okay, you know, so a lot of times when I'm trying to figure out what's my next step, should I do this, should I do that, and everything, I ask for signs. And we can ask for signs from our angels and our guides, and that they don't mind, you know, giving us signs and everything, and then be open to them. And they show up in weird ways.
They do. And I love those weird ways. I mean, I will honestly say that it's, to me, it's not anything bad. You'll, and Donna, it's funny because, you know, I took some pictures of you of your the room, because I'm like energetically getting this room. I love to do that. I'm like such a mother, you know. It's like, and it's like you'll notice that there's a printer right out, you know, side, a copy machine in the office outside the room. And it's funny because I'm interested to see how many times that goes off on its own. And you might hear it. So, because down here is a great place. I do all my yoga and channeling down here. So it's really cool.
Yeah. And you know, spirits are really good at manipulating electricity, because they are pure energy. And so that's something easy for them to manipulate. So computers, printers, phones. I think I mentioned this before, but I want to tell this story again. When my sister was in the hospital and in a coma, and I would stay with her. I stayed with her all night long. You know, I'd sleep there and that. And it was a fairly large room. And there was nobody in there but my sister and myself, and I'd be there in the middle of the night, and the paper towel machine, you know, one of those ones where you put your hand in front to automatically get it to work, you know, you don't have to turn any crank or anything. It would like spit paper towels out every once in a while.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
And I couldn't see anything, but I knew. I mean, I could feel it. I feel things energetically, and I go, okay, who's here? You know, all right, who's here? And because it'd be like out of the blue in the middle of the night. So you just knew there was something going on, energies, maybe some angel, or maybe it was Christy walking by the paper towel machine.
Yeah.
And it'd make it spit out paper towels.
Oh my gosh, that makes so much sense. It's just like, oh wow. I just got a goosebump. When you said that, it's like, okay, especially spitting out paper towels. I have stuff like that. It's always paper that's getting spit out. And I laugh because I'm like, don't they know that I'm really weird about wasting paper?
So what do you think the paper thing has to, is there a meaning to the paper piece?
I don't know, because it's funny. I mean, my kids, I've got, you know, I've got them so trained on things. Like they'll be in the bathroom. I don't train them to lecture other people, but they do. where they'll go, do you know that, you know, if you use more of that paper, that you're actually killing a tree?
Oh no!
It's funny though. It's like I just laugh because I'm like, okay, that's a little bit too much, honey. You didn't have to say that. So, but it's cute. It's really cute. So, but no, I'm not sure. I'm not really sure what that means.
What the paper means. But I know, again, you know, that energetically that something's going on and somebody's there. And so watch for the signs, because you'll get funny little messages and signs and confirmations on things that you should or shouldn't do, and that there are signs everywhere.
Oh, it's amazing. And I'll tell you what, I get excited just knowing that I'm blessed to be able to be present and receive them. And they come in ways that you would just, I mean, that are just amazingly, all I can say is it's not shocking, it's not bad, but it's very, it opens you up.
Right. Anyways. Right. Yeah. Well, when I was expanding my speaker series to Seattle, and I remember this day specifically, it was December 30th of 2007, and I was starting my new speaker series in Seattle in January of 2008. And I was having lunch with these two psychic mediums, and we're talking about our business and how we wanted to grow and so on. We're just having a nice conversation. And I said, you know, I'm adding a speaker series in Seattle, and I'm thinking that maybe in 2009 I will add another city, probably somewhere in the Midwest. And then we're just talking away and having lunch, and one of the gals pipes up out of the blue, and she says, you know you're going to Vancouver next, don't you? You might think you're going to the Midwest, but you're going to Vancouver next. And I had never even been to Vancouver. I wasn't even quite sure where it was. But I thought, okay, I'll just put this in my back pocket. And the next day is New Year's Eve, and we're supposed to go out to dinner and have a nice evening and drink champagne and toast in the new year. And I wake up with the stomach flu, so I'm stuck in bed all day long or in the bathroom. And just kind of disappointed. Well, the middle of the afternoon, the phone rings, and there's a woman calling about the speakers that are coming to Seattle. And she's this chatty Kathy, and I have nothing better to do. So we're just talking away and having a good time. And she's so excited, and she says, "I can't wait to see these people. I'm coming down for every one." And I said, "Well, where do you live?" "Vancouver."
I knew it. That happens to you all the time.
I mean, I just hung up the phone and I said, "Okay, I guess I'm going to Vancouver next." And it ended up that she became my partner, my business partner, and I did events with her in Vancouver. But those are the kinds of things, you know, you get these little, especially repeat messages. And I always ask for them to show up like 3 times. Then I really know. Well, there I got 2 in 2 days.
Love that.
Pay attention, you know, to the little signs and messages. And you know what, Kimmy? It's time for us to wrap things up. We've been
here for a while already. Wow. Well, you know what? I am really grateful for being present and spending time with you and with everyone. And I want to ask everybody to have a blessed week. Set your intentions. And if you post your intentions on our Facebook page, I'm doing a mini chart, a CCT chart. So make sure you go over to Interviews with Kimmy Rose and Donna Vasaki. Have those posted by Friday, and I will put them on a chart that will anchor in the manifestations of your intentions.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's beautiful. So yes, send us your intentions. That would be great. And again, I want to invite you to listen in next Monday. We're going to be talking to Patricia Corey, author of the book The Emissary. It's going to be fascinating. We're going to be talking about whales, and I think you're going to love it. So please come back and join us next week.
Thank you.
Have a beautiful, blessed week.
Interviews with Kimmy Rose and Donna Vasaki can be heard here every Monday on the PBS Radio Network at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on Station 1. Visit Kimmy on her website at kimmyrose.com and Donna on her website at bellaspark.com. Thank you for joining us today.